hers. If you'd like to read with us. In St. Luke, the 23rd chapter, go read the 34th verse to start with. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. Then if you'll go down to the 41st verse, and here is the thief that was crucified with Christ that seen just what he was. Well, let's go to the 40th verse. But the other answered, rebuking him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing that thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Now, what I wanted to point out to you here, Christ was praying for these that was crucifying him, saying, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Then here, this thief that was there on the cross with Christ, one just sort of making a mock, if you be the Son of God, save yourself and us. But then this one, he realized what was happening to him, he deserved. That was the punishment. And he said, we indeed justly, for we received the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. He knew what Christ was. And then if you'll go into that next verse there, the 42nd, and he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. He knew that Christ was not just a man there, but he said, into thy kingdom. He recognized exactly who Christ was. And there he realized, I'm hanging here for the life that I've lived and for what I deserve. But he also recognized, just like everybody else in the talk and say, Christ had done nothing worthy of being on that cross. And this man, he recognized, he can help. He's the one that I need. Remember me. You and I today. Anyone want to know? God remembers us. Not just when we're in trouble, but even on the days when everything is going right. And I'm so thankful that we have that high priest that we can call upon today who's still listening unto us. And you and I, we've got one that not only can hear, but that can answer our prayers. And here is just a few words that this man said. I'm receiving a just reward for what I've done. But then he turned and asked Christ, remember me when you get into your kingdom. What was he wanting of me? That was one right there, a prayer of asking for forgiveness. Why? He was confessing his sins already right there before anybody that wanted to hear. It justifies that I'm hanging here because this is what I deserve for what I've done. But then he turned to the one that had the power to forgive me. Remember me. You and I today, no matter what we've done, how low we might have gone, we've got one. He knows exactly what our need is, and he knows what it takes to forgive us. But you know the sad thing this day and time, most people, instead of seeing their self lost as this man did, we try and justify ourselves for our shortcomings and our sin. And, you know, except we have the blood of Jesus Christ applied,
We're going to stand before God undone. There is no justification for sin except through and by the blood of Jesus Christ cleansing us from that. And, you know, if we don't call upon Christ, we're not going to be forgiven. Do you think this other one here, listen, we'll go back just a little farther. And one of the malefactors which were hanged riled on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. You know, here he riled on him. You know, he was in pain, he was in agony. Well, so was Christ, so was this other one that was hanging there. They was all suffering the same thing. But the one that had a true repenting heart, what did he say to him? Listen to that. But the other answered, rebuking him, saying, dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? That was the difference between the two. One recognized there was a God and he was going to face him. The other one wasn't even having his mind upon that. That's where the world's at today. That's why you'll see people in the news in a major disaster where they've lost someone and they'll stand there cursing and talking about that. If there's a God, why would he let this happen? You and I today, because of sin and why we see the things happening in the world today. You find back in the garden, everything was perfect under man's sin. Since then, you and I, in every generation, we've seen things that would get the attention of man to help us to realize that we need a Savior. God trying to reach man, that heart to where they could see, I'm hopeless without I put my faith and trust in God. I can't deliver myself. You know, you'll find there's people in the world, some they'll trust in this, others will trust in that. Some trust in the might of their army or in their weapons of war to defend them and to protect them. But you and I, if we put our faith and trust in God, that's better than all the other things combined. You know, I was showing the kids this week that great big stealth bomber that the United States had. It just made several circles around over the house there. And, you know, it doesn't make as much noise as a passenger jet. And, of course, he wasn't really getting on it either, I guess. But I was telling the boys how that thing can refuel in the air and fly all the way to the other side of the world and drop its bomb load and come back without ever stopping. And if I'm not mistaken, I think there's only two men on board. And they would take turns being pilot. One's got to sleep while they're doing it because it takes them so long. But they can go that far and drop their bombs. And because it's able to fly so high, it can drop the bombs on a lot of countries before it ever gets over that country. And it go on in and land on its target. Or they can drop missiles from it that will go in for a long way before it ever strikes its target. And man, today we're trying to worry about fixing a defense against all of these things. And God tells me and you not to worry about what man can do to you, because the most they can do is just destroy this body. But to fear God, who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Now the enemy, they send a missile that we have no defense against, and it wipes us all out. That soul will still stand before God, and if our heart cry with God, for all of eternity, in that kingdom where God is, they're enjoying the good things of the Lord, just like hanging there on the cross, that he needed. I don't know if he had any kind of an education or not, but he was a smart man. He seen his need for God. You and I today are world full of men. They got such high education. You can't place the word in front of them. Then they came for now. But yet they're fooling the eyes of God. Because they don't think they need a God. They don't need a Savior. I'm smarter than that. What God's all out for. This day your soul will be required of you. And who are we going to trust in then? Me and you today. If God is our true one that we put our faith and trust in, and Christ is our Lord and Master, then we can lay this body down without fear at any time and know that we're opening our eyes on a new and a better day. You know, I've been just marveling over the last couple of days there at the house, the way the geese have been flying north. Here it is, just a little past the middle of February, and you out listening and watching them, you'd think it was springtime. And the doves was hollering. That's also a sign of spring. Well, yesterday, I seen a buzzard is back. So, you know, I don't know if God has told them something that nobody else has figured out yet. But each and every one of us, isn't it wonderful to know? These birds, they don't have a brain hardly big as this. And you take a goose, its brain could be as big as the end of your thumb. Because the size of their head. But isn't it something how that God gives them the knowledge to fly and navigate the long distances that they do. And when God says it's time to go, that bird just gets up and goes. Me and you today, God give us a brain that's a whole lot bigger, and man wouldn't it, we don't use our brain to its full capabilities, because God give us more equipment there than we're smart enough to know how to use. And probably the biggest reason is because man does not use it toward God the way that we should. If we would fill it with the things of the Lord more, we'd probably have a whole lot use of the other parts. And I'm afraid today, man needs to come back and realize that our life is soon going to be over. And we're going to be facing God with all the decisions that we made here, good or bad. And you know, though the world might think we're crazy or not in our right mind because we believe the Word of God just for what it says, there's come a time when the whole world, everybody that's ever lived, will give anything that they've ever seen or had to have an opportunity to believe the Bible for just what it says. You know, I don't know, Christ didn't tell us when he was speaking about the rich man and Lazarus. He didn't tell us about that rich man what his thoughts were about God in the world, where he even believed that there was a God, or if he would just postpone it getting right with God. But when he lifted his eyes in hell, he knew there was a God for sure. And he knew he needed him. And he was just calling for a drop of water and wasn't going to get it. Me and you today, we need to come and recognize, above all things, just how important God is in our life. And then offering to as many as we can. I know when you talk to somebody about God and they sort of brush it off, sometimes it's hard to keep going back and talking to them. But until God says not to, we need to keep holding on by faith. Because somebody didn't give up on you. Somebody didn't give up on me. Let's not forgive up on that. Let's not give up on those that we love. Because if we do, is anybody else going to care? Can we say, well, they're just no use praying for them anymore? But if we don't pray for them, is somebody else going to pray for them? Can you be sure? God wants us to be responsible to make sure we do our part. You know, Weldon, Jeevan, and the people I pray for each and every day, they might not know anybody's praying for them, but I hope when trouble comes, they realize somebody must have been. You and I today, if we don't pray for our children, our grandchildren, can we depend upon somebody else doing it? God wants us, when we get on our knees, to really talk to Him about the things that's important in your life. You know, I was back there holding little Leah there a while ago. I got her up in my lap and there's something in my pocket that she wanted. And the minute I went reaching my hand there, oh, she got so excited. And when I was holding her up there afterwards, she was kissing me on the cheek, everything, just being so sweet. That's so important. Why? Because I love them little kids. So think how it thrills God when me and you come before Him with a thankful heart, showing joy and happiness because of what God has done. Not just that He's reaching toward His pocket, but He's already poured the blessings out all over us. And when we show appreciation, that brings joy to the heart of God. And you and I, there's nothing more than I like than to make the devil mad. And there's nothing more that I enjoy more than the pain that I brought a smile to the face of God. You and I today, let each one make sure that we recognize our great need for God. And don't think, well, I've been a Christian all these years. God just knows and is watching over me. Yeah, God's watching over us. But you know, God also wants to hear me and you talk to Him. You know, a lot of people think God no longer talks to us. It might be because God's already talked to you. And He's waiting for your reply. Have you ever been on the telephone talking to somebody and you say something and you're done talking on that topic and you just stop and you wait, and then nothing coming back? I was talking to Mom yesterday, and I think it was yesterday, and it was such a long pause. I said, "Are you still there?" She said, "Yeah, I was thinking of something." She said, "I was trying to get something figured out here because it was, well, I forget now what topic was even, oh, it was us trying to get some information on some people." And she was there sitting with her brain working, but her mouth wasn't saying anything. And, you know, God has said His part. And it's in the Bible. And you and I, if we don't accept that, why does He need to say anything else to us? But if we accept that and we go pray, and God, help me to understand it. Help me to abide by it. Help me to live by it. Then we'll find God will begin to talk to us in the things that we need guidance in. But if we're not willing to accept the very foundation
Why does God need to say anything more to us? Each and every one of us, we need to come back and read this a little bit of this man and see that God has been merciful unto us. And, you know, I have to say, though, the mercies and the loveliness of God has protected me from getting what I justly deserve. And I'm so thankful that it has. While we sing just one verse of a song, if there's one here, and there's something in your life that you want to pray about, will you come? If Christ and all of the pain and agony that He was in, that He could pray, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And there on the cross, I was just struggling for breath. He could say to that thief, you shall be with me in paradise this day. You and I today, just think of that. Through all of that, He still had forgiveness and showing mercy. Today, me and you, it's being extended unto us if we want it. Probably sing one verse.